ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 न च श्रेयो अनुपश्यामि अथवा वचनं आहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च श्रेयोनुपश्यामि अथवा स्वजनमाहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च श्रेयोनुपश्यामि अथवा स्वजनमाहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च न च श्रेयोनुपश्यामि अथवा स्वजनमाहवे न कांक्षे विजयं कृष्ण न च राज्यं सुखानि च।
न nor
च also श्रेयः
good
अनुपश्यामि
do I foresee
Atva by killing Svajanam own kinsman Ahave in the fight Na nor Kanshe do I desire Vijayam
victory
Krishna
O
Krishna Na
nor
cha
also
rajyam
kingdom
sukhani
happiness thereof
cha
also
translation
I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle nor can I my dear Krishna desire any subsequent victory kingdom or happiness
So, there are two things, Shreya and Preya. Here, Arjuna is speaking of Shreya. Shreya means ultimate goal. And Preya means immediately palatable. That is called Preya. So, everyone should be interested for Shreya, not for prayer. Just like a child, he likes to play all day and night, naturally, playful child. So that is called prayer. He likes immediate pleasure. But his father says, my dear child, just go to school, or read book. The father is asking for Shreya, ultimate goal. If he is not educated as a childhood, then how he will prosper in his future life? So, considering the future prospect, ultimate goal, that is called Shreya. And Shreya means immediate. that I will eat something which I may not digest, or it may have some bad effect later on. But people are interested in immediate benefit without calculation of future need. So Arjuna is considering with reference to his future, that if I kill my kinsman, what benefit there will be? I want victory, I want kingdom to become happy, but if my all kinsmen are killed, then what is the value of my victory? With whom I shall endure? He is thinking like that. Society is the same thing. Society is pensioner. Everyone wants to enjoy life with society friends. Nobody wants to enjoy life alone. That is not possible. This is not natural. So, where from we got this idea that I cannot enjoy alone? Because generally, a person is alone, but he gets a wife with a hope for enjoying family life. Children, wife, friends. Viha, kshetra, atha viha, kshetra, sukha, pravittai. Viha means apartment. And kshetra means land. Viha, kshetra, suta. Suta means children. Atha viha, kshetra, suta, apta. Apta means friends, society. Atha viha, kshetra, suta, pravittai. Happening friend society. And to support all these things, griha kshetra suta apta, there is required money, vitta. Vitta means money. Atha griha kshetra suta apta vitta, janasva mohoyam aham muneti. This is material life. Griha kshetra, I must have griha. Griha means with wife. Now griham griham is to come. Grihini griha ittahu. Griha. Griha means house. So we are also living in house, very nice house. But still we are not grihastha. If griha, to live in a house, does not mean a grihastha. Na griham griha mittahu. Grihastha means griha. Grihe tishthati iti grihastha. Every Sanskrit word has got 11 minutes. Grihastha means one who stays in griha, in a house. Is called grihastha. So, we can be called grihastha also. We are living in a house. No. Shastra says, na griham grihamittahu. Simply a house is not griha. There must be the housewife. That means wife. Grihini grihamittahu. In Hindi, this word is used, garwali. And he has no wife, that is obvious. And another, Chanaka Pandit says, putra hinam griham sunnam. He has got wife, but if you have no children, that griha is also boy. So, grihastha means to live with wife and children and cultivating spiritual life. That is called youth. It doesn't matter. You live with your wife and children or you live with brahmachari, sannyasi, anything. It doesn't matter. Therefore, there are so many divisions of life. Whichever status of life is suitable for you, you can accept. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi. Ashram. Ashram, when the word is added, ashram, that means it has got reference with cultivation of spiritual life. So, grihastha ashram. One can live at home with wife and children, but the business should be Krishna consciousness. We don't accept the Mayavadi sannyasi because there is no Krishna consciousness. Simply by becoming sannyasi, Brahma Sattva Javan Mitha, this world is false. Brahma is true. So I give up this world. So that kind of sannyasi we do not accept. Either you become grihastha or sannyasi or brahmachari, there must be Krishna. Then it is called ashram. Grihastha ashram, sannyasa ashram, brahmachari ashram. Therefore this word is added, ashram. So, Arjuna is in grihastha ashram. He wants to serve Krishna. He is Krishna's friend. He is a devotee. Krishna has already recommended. In a fourth chapter, he declared, Bhaktosi, Piyosi. You are my dear friend. You are my devotee. So, he is qualified. Grihastha ashram. He is devotee of Krishna, but he is also family man. He has his wife, children. But here the problem is, what is Shreya? What is ultimate good? And that is mistaken. Yeah. Therefore Bhagavad Gita is required. He is thinking that Krishna is not so important. My family is important. My family. Also in the body. Therefore, Panishadika in the lower stage of the world. In the lower stage of the world, one may be interested in Krishna consciousness, but his real interest is how to improve this material. They said, oh God, give us our daily bread. So he has gone to God, not to serve God, but to take bread. Artho Arthati. That is also good. But because he has gone to God to ask for bread, he is better than the rascals who do not care for God. He has gone to God. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Ārta khāti jignyāsi jñānīta varatatsa catubhidā bhajante māo sukriti nāvjya. Arjuna, four kinds of people. They become devotees. Who are they? Ārta. Ārta means distress. Arthati. One is poor. Want some money. Jignyasu, inquisitive, and jnani, and man of knowledge. So, ātva arthati, this is meant, this is referred to the grihastha. The grihastha, they become sometimes distant. So, the grihastha ashram means, unless there is Krishna, or full consciousness of Krishna, it is simply miserable. Simply miserable. Dukkhalam. Asatata. Simply working hard day and night, then this child is sick, the wife is not satisfied, the servant is not satisfied, so many things fall. But if there is Krishna in the center, so all problems will be solved. But people do not know this. They think that I shall be happy with wife, children, servants, house and this and that. No. That's not possible. Therefore one should be in Grihastha Ashram. Not only in family life. Family is a dog has not family life. He has not wife, children. The cat and the hog, big family. Because a hog, bigger, at a time, 100 children. What do you do? You are afraid of visiting one child. They caught us in it. But they are not afraid. They will get 1 dozen children at a time, twice in a year. So, to live with family, wife, children, then the hog excels family life. No, that is not family. To live with wife, children, peacefully, in life, but bring in Krishna, in the center. That is Grihastha. So Arjuna is talking of the ultimate goal. But he is talking ultimate goal with the point of view from material conception. He does not know. He knows that he is playing the part of a person who does not know. That ultimate shreya, ultimate good is Krishna. Ultimate good is not that we live with family, that is good. No. When you live with family, because you cannot renounce, so that is allowed. But you live with family with Krishna. So Krishna is there, but he is thinking in terms of material good. That if my kinsmen are dead, I kill them, then where is my good? There is no good. What shall I do with the victory and happiness? Where is happiness? I cannot live without that. This is the concept. Atap viha kheto sutapu vittri janasva mohoya. This is illusion. Everyone is trying to become happy with society, friendship and love. Children, wives, friends, money, and house, and land. This is the conception of material. So, Arjuna is thinking in material concept of life. He is not thinking that my ultimate goal is to satisfy Krishna. This is the Bhagavad Gita's purpose. That is Krishna consciousness. One has to change to satisfy Krishna, not to satisfy himself or the family or the society or the nation. No. Whether Krishna is satisfied, that is the crisis. That is ultimate goal. Kasmin to stay Gavati. If Krishna is satisfied, then other things will be automatically satisfied. But they do not. They are thinking that I can bring Krishna in the midst of my family, provided Krishna helps me to enjoy this material life. They are thinking that. That is also. But that is also good. Just like Guru Maharaj. He was also. Also means he wanted something material, benefit. His stepmother insulted him that you cannot sit down on the lap of your father because you are not born in my womb. He was Kshatriya, he took his insult. So, his father had two wives. So, he was born the eldest twin. The father was not very much attached to the eldest twin. The father was attached to the junior twin. The junior queen was very proud that the king is in my hands. So, she insulted. My father was not happy. Then, although Dhrumar was born of the eldest king, and it is sometimes liking, so that does not mean he did not like his son. So he wanted to sit down on the lap of his father and the stepmother himself. So he took it very seriously. And he wanted to have the kingdom. This is Pakhati. He wanted. And his mother advised that he takes shelter of Krishna, he can fulfill your desire. So therefore, he was distressed at the same time he wanted a kingdom by the grace of Krishna. That was his purpose. So, because he went to worship Krishna for some material vanity, he is to be taken as pious. Sukritvidha bhajante maam sukritino. Sukritino means pious. Kriti means very expert in acting worldly activities. So, one who are engaged in pious activities, they are called sukriti. There are two kinds of activities. Impious activities, sinful activities, and pious activities. So, one who goes to pray in the church or in the temple, God give us our daily bread, or God give me some money, or God give me leave from this district, they are also pious. They are not impious. The impious people, they will never surrender to God, Krishna. Namal Vishkitana Mura Prasadjante Narasa. These class of men, sinful men, rascals, lowest of the mankind, whose knowledge has been taken away by Maya and demon, these classes of men will never surrender to God. Therefore, they are duskritiva, impious. So Krishna is pious, but still he wants the family benefit. This is his defect, family prosperity. He wants to be happy with society, friends, that will take the Nakanthi Vijayana. This is called Vairag. Sasan Vairag. It is called Smasan Vairag. Smasan Vairag means that in India, the Hindus, they burn the dead body. So relatives take the dead body for burning, to the burning heart. And when the body is burned, everyone present there, for the time being, they become little denounced. Oh, this is the body. We are working for this body. Now it is finished. It is burnt into the ashes. So what is the benefit? This kind of vairagya, renouncement is there. But as soon as it comes from the burning heart, he again begins his activity. In the sasana, in the burning heart, he becomes renounced. And as soon as come home, again he vigorous. Vigorous. How to work? How to get money? How to get money? How to get money? So this kind of vairagya is called sasana vairagya. It's temporary. He cannot become vairagya. And he says, nakam he vijayam. I don't want riches. I don't want this. This is temporary sentiment. Temporary sentiment. These people, they attach to family life. They may say like that, that I don't want this happiness. Don't want this very nice position, victory. I don't want. But he wants everything. He wants everything. Because he does not know what is this Shreya. Shreya is Krishna. Actually, when one gets Krishna, or Krishna consciousness, then he can say that I don't want this. They will not say that. Why they say don't want this? Here, what we have got, suppose this, I have got a kingdom. So, that is my kingdom? No. That is Krishna's kingdom. Because Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagdata Vasam, Sarvaloka Mahatta, he is the proprietor. I may be his representative. Krishna wants that everyone should be Krishna conscious. So the king's duty is, as representative of Krishna, to make every citizen Krishna conscious. Then he is big, nice big. And because the monarch did not do so, therefore now monarchy is abolished. Then again, the monarchs, wherever is monarchy, little at least show of monarchy. Just like here in England, there is. Actually, if the monarch becomes Krishna conscious, actually becomes representative of Krishna, then the whole case of the kingdom will change. That is required. Our Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. We don't very much like the so-called democracy. What is the value of this democracy? All fools and dastards, they vote another fool and dastard, and he becomes prime minister and he becomes. In so many cases, that is not good for the people. We are not for this so-called democracy, because they are not trained. If the king is trained, that was the system of monarchy. It's like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Or Arjuna. And anyone. All the kings. Rajarshi. They were called Rajarshi. Imam Vivasthati Yugam Pratyamana Aham Abhayam. Vivasthana Manavitrahu. Munikha Pavibrahi. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidhu. Rajarsha. Rajar king means, he is not only king, he is a great rishi, saintly person. Just like Maharaj, Yudhishthira or Arjuna. They are saintly person. They are not ordinary, this drunkard kings. That I have got so much money, let me drink. And let the dancing of the prostitute. Not like. They are rishis. Although they are kings, they are rishis. That kind of king want. Rajas. Then people will be happy. And the knowledge there is a problem. Rajar papri rajya nashto. Ginni dosi jihatta bhut. In jihatta life, in household life, if the wife is not good, then nobody will be happy in that. We have to lie, household lie. Similarly, in a kingdom, if the king is impure, then everything, everyone will suffer. This is the problem. So, Krishna, Arjuna, is thinking of the Shreya and Priya. Actual Shreya means to achieve Krishna consciousness. That is one thing in Arjuna. He is showing that he shall apply, that he wants better the society tends to our love. He does not want to kill them. Then everything will be finished. But actually, the fact is that even after killing the so-called kinsman, if he can satisfy Krishna, that is his prayer. That is his prayer. That he does not. And because he does not know, therefore this Bhagavad Gita is there. He is playing the part that he does not know. That Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, not the so-called society principles. He's playing that part, that he does not. He is thinking that Krishna is not important. Krishna has already asked him to fight, but he's considering. If it's not, you are asking me to fight, and I have to kill my own kinsman. Then drink my victory. So therefore he says, here in the previous verse he has said, Pashyami Vipuritani Kesa. You are asking me to fight for my victory, for my happiness, but I see it is just the opposite. Pashyami Vipuritani. This is his problem. And to solve this problem, Arjuna began, the disciple of Krishna, and Krishna advised him with Bhagavad Gita. And that is the prelude. That unless Arjuna plays like that, ordinary man, everyone wants to be happy with this Griha Kshetra Sukhartha Vitta. Household life, and having some land. Now, in those days, there was no industry. Therefore, industry is not meant. Land. If you got land, then you can produce your food. And actually, that is our life. Here in this village, we find so much land, 9 acres, but they are not producing their food. They make their food, the cows, poor cows, to kill and eat. This is not God. Grihakshetra, you become grihastha. But you produce your food from the land, grihakshetra. And when you produce food, then we get children. Grihakshetra sutta aptavit. In India, in here, there is still the system is among the poor man, the cultivator. If the cultivator cannot provide to kill a cow, he will not marry. Joru and Goru. Joru means wife. And Goru means cow. So, once you keep a wife, if he is able to keep a cow, Joru and Goru. Because, if you keep a wife, immediately there will be children. But if you cannot give them cow's milk, the children will be very wretched. Not very healthy. They must drink sufficient milk. So cow is therefore a conscious mother. Because one mother has given birth to the child, the another mother is supplying milk. So everyone should be obliged to mother cow. Because he is supplying me. So according to our Shastra, there are 7 mothers. Adu Mata, real mother, from whose body I have taken my birth. Adu Mata, seed mother. Guru Patni, the wife of teacher. He is also mother. Adu Mata, Guru Patni, Brahman, the wife of a Brahman. He was also mother. Adho Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajapatni Ga. The queen is mother. So how many? Adho Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajapatni Ga. Then Dhenu. Dhenu means cow. She is also mother. And Dhatri. Dhatri means nurse. Dhenu Dhatri Tathapi Thi. Also the earth. Earth is also mother. There are people are taking care of mother man where he is born. That's good. But why they should take care of mother cows also. But they are not taking care of mother. Therefore they are sinful. They must suffer. There must be war, pestilence, famine. As soon as people become sinful, immediately, nature's punishment will come for you. You cannot avoid. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement means solution of all problems. Teaching people not to become sinful. Because a sinful man cannot become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious means that he has to give up his sinful activities. No, it is secular. No, it is. nor in the upper kingdom. Know that. These are the four pillars of sainthood. The people are not ready to give up it. But we do not make any compromise. That you go on with your sinful life at the same time in sanskrit that you have become Krishna conscious. No, that we cannot do. There is no compromise on this part. You must give up all this sinful life. Because there is no chance of becoming Krishna conscious. Why you can make a score? There is no benefit by making a score. That's why Arjuna is trying to make a show of Krishna consciousness. He has good attachment for other things. And the whole Bhagavad Gita is taught to Arjuna to give up that attachment. And see, ultimately, it is said that Sanjaya said, Yatra Yoga Saro Krishna. Yatra Yogi Sara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dharudhara, Tatra Si Vilayam Bhuti Bhuva Bhumat Iti Mati Mava. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sanjaya Vata. And at last Sanjaya said to his master, Vidurasa, my dear master, you are expecting victory between the five between your sons, but don't expect. It is nothing more, in my opinion, Yatra Krishna Yogisya. The party where Krishna is Yogisya. Yogisya. Yoga. Yoga. There are powerful mystic power. Yoga means mystic power. Not this yoga, this playing some gymnastics. That is not. Yoga means when one becomes perfect in yoga, he gets many siddhis. They are called Astra Siddhi, eight kind of Siddhi. Anima, Lagma, Prati, Siddhi, like that. Isita, Bhushita. So, a yogi, Anima, he can become the smaller than the smallest. We are already smaller than the smallest because our real dimension, spiritual dimension is 1/10,000 part of the ego detail. This is our dimension. This is only outward, common, this box. Kesatva satubhava sat satubhava. The yogi can give up this body and come to his original spiritual body, and it is so small that you cannot keep yogi in prison anywhere. Because there is some hole, kill it up. This is yogi. This is mystic power. What do they know about mystic power? They have simply pressed the nose, that's all. This kind of yoga, of course, these are preliminary processes, dhyana, dharana, pranayama. This pranayama requires to get the breathing from the opposite side. You have got experience. The two holes of the nostrils, one is blocked, one is open. So pranayama means to try to open the blocked side. That is called patience. Yes. So there are so many processes. But like ultimate yoga means to get this power. That is yoga. So all these powers, they're simply fragmented. The yogis, they can access. Although they can become, they are already smaller than the smallest. So, if Krishna is the supreme master of our mystic power. Therefore, he is called Yogeshwar. He is called Yogeshwar. So, if Krishna is on your side, then you do not require to practice those. If you are a devotee of Krishna, because how much power you can gain? You may gain some power by this mystic process, but you cannot be equal with Krishna's power. It's like Hanuma, Lakshmana, to make everything, every light, or become very light, the yogi can fly in the air, without an aeroplane. He can go even in the sun planet, moon planet, without any spookness. Simply, he can, his life. That was a yogi, and she was devoted, so became lean and thin, because Sikunat is very nice thing. Yogi cannot supply nice food. Simply starvation, starvation. That is yogi. So he thought that this poor girl came to me. His father is king. He is not accustomed to so much trouble. So she requests, ask her, what do you want? No, because I have come to you, I want some children, and a little comfortable life. All right. So he made an aeroplane by yogic power, a big town. Now the 747. The 747 is the biggest plane, but not like this. A big town with lake, with sunset building, servants, and that big plane went all around the universe. He showed all the planets to his wife. This is yogic power. This is yogic power. So where is that yogic? So yes, yogic power. All these mystic powers can be attained by ordinary man. If he wants, then process. But Krishna is the master of all yogis. So who can get victory? Krishna can do anything. It's like we sing every day. There are Radha Madhava, Kunya Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Girivara Dhava. Girivara. The people may take it. Maybe Krishna is fond of some gopis, but they do not take care of the Krishna's other business. That's why the gopis are in danger. He can lead to government. Girivara Dhava. There is truth. The rascals, they do not know. They think that Krishna is after the gopis, therefore he is immoral. But the rascals have no eyes to see that Krishna may be immoral in his eyes, and yet he is yogic. At the same time, yogic. So, without becoming a disciple in the bhakti yoga, nobody can study Krishna. It is not possible. Bhakti yama. So, the whole thing, Bhagavad Gita is there. How to understand Krishna? As soon as you understand Krishna, taptabhi hum punarjanma naiti, mahameti po. There is no more, again, birth in this material world. You go back to home, back to God. Thank you.